Killer Odell, Coach's Corner, a service of the State Bank of Odell and the Vance Curtis Funeral Homes.
The State Bank of Odell, proud supporters of Diller Odell activities, wishes all teams, clubs, and groups good luck this year. For all your banking needs, including internet and mobile banking, stop in or give them a call, 402-766-3720, or online at statebankofodell.com. That's the State Bank of Odell, member FDIC.
Trust the Vance Curtis Funeral Home in Odell during your family's time of grief. Their unmatched experience will serve you well when you have other matters in mind. Vance Curtis offers more than the expected services and will assist and comfort you and your family in trying times. Vance Curtis Funeral Home, serving Southeast Nebraska in Odell.
Joined now by head coach of the Diller Odell Griffins girls team, John Moore. Coach, you come out of the break 2-2, including that 1-point loss to Deschler. But how do you feel the girls have played after, you know, getting a little bit of a break over the holidays?
Well, kind of up and down, I would say. We went into the holiday tournament, and we played against Tri-County, and they played us tough. Mm-hmm. And then the next night, we were fortunate to win that game. And then the next night, we lost by 1 point to Deschler, and we had our chances. We had a bad second quarter that kind of doomed us, I guess, there. But we fought back, and, you know, at the end, I guess we had a chance to win. But Deschler's had a good season, so that's a good team. Mm-hmm. Then we went to Exeter Milligan last Tuesday, and we played pretty well there in their small gym, and that's always a tough place to play. But they're kind of having a down year, so we were able to take that one. And then we played Fall City Sacred Heart on Friday at their place, so we were on the road again. And once again, a really bad quarter. It was, you know, the first, third, and fourth quarters were pretty even, and then they kind of dominated us in the second quarter, and that was the difference in the game.
It's amazing how just one quarter can change the aspect of a game. And you rattled off a few games you played there. I'm going to take you back a little bit farther. I got a chance to watch you guys there at Hanover a couple weeks ago. And for me, getting a first time to watch you guys offensively, you know, Miley Weirs kind of runs the show for you guys. So I guess my question for you is, not how do you find that balance offensively, but how important is it to keep that balance?
Well, it's very important because teams will, you know, throw a junk defense at us to try to neutralize Miley, a box in one or a triangle or a diamond in one, something like that. We saw that the other night against Sacred Heart. So we have to have other players step up, but we also have to have other players be confident that they can step up. And right now, I think at times we feel good about our alternative options on offense, and then at times we kind of, you know, we don't know if we can do it. You know, we are still a young team, and I think once the confidence starts flowing on the court, things gel, but getting there sometimes is an issue.
And now you go into this first round matchup in tonight's game in the Medeckis tournament against Sacred Heart, who you just played Friday. So how does that, you know, maybe not change your preparation, but how do you, you know, attack this game just playing them a few days ago?
Well, obviously they beat us, and so we have to adapt a little bit. And, you know, and they probably did the same thing. They're very well coached, you know, have been a traditional power, but probably haven't seen everything, whether it be offense or defense, because we could play them a couple more times this year in our conference tournament, and they're in our sub-district as well. You know, you just adjust, and hopefully the mistakes you've seen on film on Friday, you can kind of correct them. And we kind of had a walk-through practice yesterday, so it doesn't give us much time to prepare, but you just go out and play hard and hopefully make more plays than we did on Friday, especially, you know, when the second quarter kind of did us in.
Well, and I think you hit a word you're going to use a lot this week, and adjust. And I know you'll get the girls adjusted to what's coming up. That's all I got for you, John. Once again, joined by John Moore, head coach of the Diller Odell Griffins girls. Appreciate your time, as always, and best of luck coming up this week in the tournament.
All right, thanks, Max.
Diller Odell, Coach's Corner, a service of the State Bank of Odell and the Vance Curtis Funeral Homes.